the developer failing to protect the eagles from human interference and then having the audacity to actually wanting to get rewarded by additional development rights, that is kind of like borderline comical.
Roaring Fork Valley resident Tobias Monk called in from Switzerland to testify at Monday's Garfield County Commissioners meeting.
If they had done their job properly, protected the eagles as they deserve to be protected in the space that was created for them to be protected, this application would never have even gotten this far.
He was talking about bald eagles whose nest and foraging grounds within the Aspen Glen subdivision had been protected from development for almost 30 years. Aspen Glen homeowners, the Audubon Society, and others spoke up against the buffer zone removal. Close to 600 Aspen Glen residents signed a petition urging commissioners to vote for the eagles instead of developers. The buffer was part of the original Aspen Glen planned unit development, put in place in the early 1990s to protect a ponderosa pine tree in which a pair of eagles had nested for years. Colorado Parks and Wildlife in 2016 placed an eagle cam in the tree, which some homeowners said chased the eagles away. 2 years later, a storm blew down part of the tree and the nest fell with it. The eagles moved about a mile upstream. But they have always returned to the area to forage. Local ecologist Delia Malone, who analyzed the site recently for a homeowners group, told commissioners at the meeting why foraging grounds are just as important as a nest.
As documented by CPW's own mapping, these eagles continue to rely on the foraging habitat in the proposed development area, and there is nowhere else to go.
Aspen Glen Golf Company, a subsidiary of investment firm Apollo Global Management, wanted to build 26 homes on three parcels in that area, which Malone recently told KDNK stretches less than a mile on both sides of the Roaring Fork River.
They have maintained use of this area as their primary foraging habitat because the river here is wide, it's fairly flat in gradient, and fishing is good.
Retired Assistant Migratory Bird Director for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and former Chief Conservation Director for Ducks Unlimited, Paul Schmidt, reminded commissioners that bald eagles may no longer be endangered, but they're still protected by federal law.
The Bald and Golden Eagle Act and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act are the relevant and guiding laws.
Schmidt added that removal of the buffer zone could be considered an incidental take.
As you probably know, incidental take is a strict liability statute, meaning that a violation can occur regardless of the intent of the individual or the action.
For more than an hour, commissioners took testimony like this from Aspen Glen residents.
In 2003, Aspen Glen hosted the National Fly Fishing Championship, okay? They sectioned off the river from the far south side to the far north side by Burry's Ranch. And we were marshals. So we would go out with the fishermen, they would have a blind draw, and they would be assigned a particular zone within the river. These guys are competing for the world championship. Well, a lot of fish are caught through that section. But guess where most of the fish were caught? Right underneath the nest. The eagles aren't dumb. The tree right there is right over the honey hole.
I'm an attorney by training, and for 20 years I was general counsel for International Paper Company's Forestry Division. We were responsible for the legal affairs of 6 million acres of U.S. timberland. I sat in Apollo's chair most of my career, asking tribunals like this to allow development on habitat where eagles, spotted owls, red-cockaded woodpeckers, and gopher tortoises lived and bred. Many times I asked decision makers like you to ignore the wishes of neighbors, local interest groups, and NGOs, and instead focus on technicalities like empty nests or population counts or down or abandoned trees, so that you would allow my company to develop wildlife areas, build roads, and harvest timber. I would like you to ask Apollo the question that I never wanted to answer. Can't you just postpone your profits for a few more years?
And I remember as a kid floating down the Green River, I saw my first bald eagle. How often do you see a bird that you remember the first time you saw that bird? They're fabulous. They're majestic.
And all the good people of Aspen Glen are asking you is to hold these huge enterprises to the very highest standards called for in the Garfield County Comprehensive Plan 2030. Make them do it right.
Commissioners then entered executive session with legal counsel, and when they emerged, Commissioner John Martin made a motion to deny removal of the buffer zone. Only two of the county's three commissioners had been involved in the hearings. Commissioner Tom Jankowski owns a property management company that services several dozen homes in Aspen Glen, so he recused himself last month. Commissioner Mike Sampson mostly stayed silent during this week's hearing, leaning on Martin's guidance throughout.
I have leaned both ways on this. I have said I'm going to move to remove this, and then I think, no, I'm not going to, and then I am, and then I'm not. I'm very conflicted on this for a lot of reasons.
Sampson ultimately sided with Martin to keep the buffer zone. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.